Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Since before ChatGPT launched, it has been initially used for a lot of work in copywriting. It's been writing content, and it's kind of been in that whole blog sphere. A lot of people, companies like Jasper AI, used it and raised over $125 million, reaching over a $1 billion valuation for their popular content text writing tool that traditionally people are using for writing blogs, articles, things like that. So this has been kind of the onset of all of these AI technologies. And with ChatGPT, I believe that became even more popular and prevalent. So on the podcast today, we are going to be talking about how ChatGPT, OpenAI, and this whole AI, generative AI movement have really disrupted the copywriting industry. We're going to look at some of the implications of that and what we think is going to be happening in the industry moving forward. So copywriting, obviously, it's just like the art of writing persuasive, compelling content. It's really valuable. People have valued it for a long time because, you know, a website with really good sales copy tends to convert users a lot better. Products on Amazon or in any shopping place that have really good product descriptions tend to convert better. So traditionally, people that invested in good copywriting saw really good returns. Now, with generative AI, this area has really been disrupted to a very high degree. Personally, on LinkedIn, I've seen a ton of people that are copywriters that are, saying they are looking for work. I'm hoping that's just anecdotal and not, you know, indicative of the entire industry at large being out because of tools like this that are so powerful and prevalent. But in any case, we're going to talk about a couple areas specifically that have been disrupted and what that means. I think the first one really, and when I say disruptive, I mean like, let's look at some areas that ChatGPT can absolutely kill it. And we'll talk about that, what that means for copywriters, what they can do and how they can change perhaps their tactics to still be very relevant in today's world. So the first area I think is product descriptions. I mentioned that a little bit earlier, but you know, really having powerful copywriting on your product descriptions is going to help you to convert better. It's going to help people to understand your services and the features of your product better. So I think this is a really big one. Another area is blog posts. This is just massive. Whether you're a B2B or B2C company, having really powerful blog posts that talk about all the different areas addressing users and all the different kind of channels that you might have. Blog posts are a really good way to get boosted in Google's SEO, so show up more in Google. When people are searching for things, they're going to find you. And so blog posts are a really big way, and I think that ChatGPT has really disrupted this in a big way, especially because you can literally just go to ChatGPT and say, write me a blog post about X, Y, and Z, and it copies blog post formats really well. I've seen it throw in personal stories from someone. It like really can make this thing look really legit and believable. And so I think that that is a big area being disrupted for copywriters. The next one is social media posting. I personally have used ChatGPT to scheduled out for one project over a year's worth of social media posts. So I literally had ChatGPT write the captions for a year's worth of, it's crazy. You can come up with really, really interesting prompts for this. Specifically what I did was I said, you know, write an Instagram caption. It was a quote page I had. It was posted a bunch of quotes. I said, write an Instagram caption for a quote, that says X, Y, and Z. And I had my virtual assistants in the Philippines just put in the first, you know, first five words of the quote. It wasn't even the whole quote, and ChatGPT can pretty much get where the quote's going and what the point of it is. So I said, write a caption for a quote about this for an Instagram post. Include one personal story or clever anecdote. And there's a couple other things I threw in there. ChatGPT absolutely killed it. People loved the comments or the content. They loved the captions. And ChatGPT was literally just saying, like, when I first started doing X, Y, and Z, it totally changed my life. Or it would be saying, like, one time, you know, adversity is hard. One time I accidentally dyed my hair pink. And at first it was this big, huge embarrassment. But then I, like, talked to my friend and they were telling me how great I looked. And then I ended up getting this modeling gig and blah, blah, blah. So ChatGPT is just coming up with some wild stories. Anyways, this is something, like it or not, right? I understand the controversy. People are definitely, rightly so annoyed by this. You know, ChatGPT pretending to be a person. There's a lot of different issues that I feel like come into here. But whether you like it or not, inevitably, I bring this up because people are going to use this. This is what the internet is going to turn into. If it's possible, if it's cheaper, and if it's faster, it's going to be done. So content on social media, influencers, other people are going to be using this to automate a ton of social media. And, you know, in the past, this was an area that could really benefit a very good copywriter. If they were, you know, a great copywriter, they were writing their own posts. Now this is an area that is kind of being taken over. So the next area I want to talk about is advertisements. Obviously, this area is massive. I think that ads, you know, advertisements and copywriting, that's probably like the most connected places. I've seen people charging thousands of dollars doing consultations saying, you know, we'll like up the copy on your ads. And if we do that, I've literally had people for different products be like, hey, I want like a 2% equity in your company if I can boost your sales by like 50% from like changing the copy on your ads and just different stuff like that. So like these copywriters, they value themselves very highly. And if they can produce results, they are valuable. But I think being able to essentially find out what good copywriters are doing and get ChatGPT to copy that by writing, you know, elaborate prompts that are able to essentially do the same thing, I think that's going to disrupt that in a really big way. So let's talk about some limitations. I think that while ChatGPT really has the potential to revolutionize the copywriting industry, there's also limitations to its capabilities. Number one, ChatGPT relies on data to generate text, which means that the quality of the text it generates is only really as good as the quality of the data it's been trained on. So like, let's say you're a top tier copywriter and you're in the top 2%. ChatGPT was trained on the internet and probably 98% of copywriting wasn't as good as, you know, this top level. So, you know, it's possible that people are still going to be able to do really well. Now, that being said, I do believe that if you come up with the right prompts, you're going to be able to tap into that really powerful type of copywriting. You know, if you say like copy the style, and if you just, it's really all about prompt engineering, but if you really find the right prompts, I believe you can duplicate some really powerful persuasive copywriting. But I will say that another area I think it struggles with is, like, obviously ChatGPT doesn't really understand a lot of the nuances of human communication. And so I think that while it can generate really grammatically correct text, it's not going to be able to really capture the tone or intent behind a particular message. And while you can say, you know, use this tone or that tone or copy this person or that person, I think it, you know, without really being able to understand things, it's not going to be able to come up with things that are quite as compelling or emotional or creative. So I think that there is still a lot of room for, obviously, copywriters to really excel in this field. And what I would say is, if you are an incredible copywriter and you're seeing, you know, getting less gigs because of this, I think that being able to really scale up your work, being able to use the knowledge you have to get prompts that are very specific, very creative, and that do a really good job. I find that people that are experts in one area are much, much better at getting ChatGPT to write content. Their prompts are much more specific. They know all of the industry jargon and the terms that ChatGPT needs to hear to create really great content. And so I would say lean into that. Look at the ways that you can use that to really scale up what you're doing. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the copywriting field moving forward in this space.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.